Americans have just celebrated Thanksgiving, which is one of the US's biggest holidays for families and friends to spend quality time together on the fourth Thursday in November. One of our American correspondents, Marlon Shotland, told reporter Veronica Matheson about the food that's eaten at this annual feast and how that feast differs from one held a month later on Christmas Day.
Marlon, it's good to chat to you on Travel Writers Radio today.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, you're based in America, and you've just celebrated Thanksgiving there, which is one of the most important days in your year. Tell me, what does Thanksgiving Day mean to Americans?
It is a very big holiday here in America. You know, President Lincoln proclaimed Thanksgiving a national holiday way back in 1863, and ever since then, it's been a time for families and friends to gather together. And we've, you know, even extended it into creating Friendsgiving, where a lot of times people will gather with friends if they don't have family nearby. So it's a big feast.
And when you say a big feast, do you have turkey? What do you have? Tell me about all the trimmings.
We do. Well, it's definitely an indulgent meal. Turkey is the most traditional, although, of course, you know, we've got tofurkey and a lot of different options for people who don't eat meat here. But turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, cranberry sauce, pumpkin pie, pecan pie, sweet potatoes, all of those foods are traditional Thanksgiving meals.
And what happens? Do you have it in the daytime or do you have it in the evening?
Well, this is the funny thing about Thanksgiving is that it's sort of celebrated just depending on family, but it's usually not a traditional mealtime. It tends to be either mid-afternoon or early evening. So a lot of times people will gather at 2 o'clock or they'll get together at 4 o'clock.
Does everybody dress up for the occasion?
You know, I think that in years past, it was tradition for families to dress up. But now, especially as people are living farther away from their families, more people are working on Thanksgiving, it's become more of a casual thing. There are certainly some families that still do dress up, but in general, it seems like more people are more casual in what they wear to Thanksgiving.
And what about presents? Are presents part of Thanksgiving?
They are not. Presents definitely more of a Christmas and Hanukkah type of celebration, but I wouldn't mind getting some presents for Thanksgiving. It's not tradition.
I gather the airports are always very busy because everybody, no matter where they live or where they're working, the big aim is to get home for Thanksgiving.
Yes, in terms of travel, it is actually the busiest time of the year, and Thanksgiving Day is actually a really good travel day because it's quieter. Traditionally, the Monday and Wednesday of Thanksgiving week are the busiest travel days of the entire year here in the United States.
Do most people virtually take the whole week off?
Most people try to take the whole week off, but it seems like most people do have at least the Thursday and Friday off.
And how does the day start? I mean, for Thanksgiving, are the particular things that you do on Thanksgiving Day?
Oh, lots of cooking. So baking, you know, and getting the turkey ready starts days before. The baking starts, you know, earlier in the week. Football, it's a very big football day here in the States. So usually the football is on the television while you're cooking and baking up the feast.
And does everybody in the family help or does it always be the person who's actually doing the hosting?
Well, I think it varies from family to family, but people generally tend to like bring, one person will create the turkey, will work on the turkey, and then everybody else brings side dishes or desserts, salads, that kind of thing.
And is there a party? Is there entertainment as well?
Not necessarily. There's a lot of chatting going on, a lot of passing of the food. It is truly a feast in every sense of the word. And then, you know, a lot of times football will be on the television and that's sort of the entertainment for the afternoon.
Christmas is so close. I mean, you've only got a month to go and it'll be Christmas Day. What is the difference or what distinguishes both celebrations?
You know, it is interesting. It is very close. their traditional Christmas meals used to be very similar. They mirrored Thanksgiving meals. So turkey used to be the big main meat dish that people would serve. But in the last few decades, that has sort of changed, whereas they started creating more extravagant Christmas meals. So Christmas dinner would be more rib roast, prime rib, beef tenderloin, glazed ham, lamb. So different, more expensive cuts of meat than turkey for Thanksgiving.
Along with that, there would come the present.
Yes, yes. There are our presents right there.
And what about church going?
Church services, especially midnight mass, tends to be very big here in the States. So a lot of people will go to midnight mass, or they'll go first thing Christmas Day, and then they'll have the feast later on.
What other sort of dishes would you have? I mean, would you still have your pumpkin pie and pecan pie?
Not necessarily for Christmas. And that is also where it differs as well from Thanksgiving. A lot of time people will use the Christmas season to bake a lot of cookies. So we do a lot of holiday cookie exchanges, everything from gingerbread cookies to sugar cutout cookies that people like to decorate. It's a big, you know, family affair where the kids can get involved in decorating the cookies. They also make lots of candies and chocolates like holiday bark or caramels, fudge. So it is definitely, it's like Thanksgiving to the extreme in terms of it's a lot sweeter, it's more extravagant. And I think it's also a time where people like to branch out from traditional, because Thanksgiving tradition is so much expected. People like to serve something unique or something special that's meaningful to them for Christmas. For instance, I like to serve every year for Christmas, we do a bacon seafood chowder. And that's not traditional in any sense, but for us it is, because it's, one, it's our favorite dish, and so we serve it every year.
That sounds delicious. What do you put into that, Marlene?
Oh, lots of bacon. the seafood I'll change up from year to year, just depending what people would like and prefer. But usually there's crab, there's some clams, there's shrimp. Sometimes we'll do lobster, a lobster chowder instead. So, and it has potatoes. It's a very rich dish.
Oh, it sounds fabulous. It really does. You'd need to have a big pot of that around.
Yes. Sometimes I'll make a double batch and keep some for just us for later.
So, again, decorations, like for Thanksgiving, do you decorate the house as well?
We do, but not as much as Christmas. So it's similar in that, you know, Christmas is sort of the more extreme in terms of decorations. People go all out, do themes. Thanksgiving, the decorations tend to be a little bit more subdued. There are a lot of great different activities that you can do with your kids to create homemade decorations that are fall focused. So leaves, turkeys, that sort of thing.
Do you leave those up and just add to them for Christmas?
You could, certainly, yes. I know the time is so short, so why not enjoy them for a little bit longer, right?
That makes sense. I gather you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, and now you're off on a trip before Christmas. Where are you off to?
I am heading off to Japan, which is, it will be my first time heading over there, so I'm very excited.
Presumably, your focus will be on food in Japan, which will be very different.
Yes, I'm ready to eat my way through Tokyo and also through northern Japan to some places that aren't as visited right now by American tourists. So I'm really excited to kind of see, especially the traditional ways of cooking ramen and some other dishes that I've never tried before.
Oh, that should be a terrific trip. And Japan is so popular right now.
Yes, it is a place where a lot of people of all ages want to visit right now.
And is there any chance when you come back that we can talk to you again about your experience in Japan?
Absolutely. I would love that. I'm really excited to see, you know, where our culinary adventures take us there. So I'd love to share that with you.
Terrific. Thanks, Marlene.
That was Veronica Matheson there speaking with our US-based palate member, Marlon Shotland, whose food-related website is all the W's, .urbanbliss.com. listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.